This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Senate subcommittee slammed U.S. airlines large and small over fees to pick seats on flights. Between 2018 and 2023, American Airlines, Delta, United, Spirit, and Frontier brought in $12.4 billion in seating fees, like fees for seats with extra legroom, as well as those in preferred locations that are closer to the front of the plane, and for window or aisle seats. The report from the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations found that last year alone, United's revenue just from seating fees totaled $1.3 billion, the first time since at least 2018 that category surpassed checked bag fee revenue. While most major U.S. airlines have gotten rid of ticket change fees for standard economy tickets, they have added fees to select more popular or roomier seats on board. Carriers have also been racing to add more premium seats on board in order to increase revenue. Stamping out so-called junk fees has been a priority for the Biden administration. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, the subcommittee's chair, said airline executives have been called to testify about the practice at a December 4th hearing called The Sky's the Limit: New Revelations About Airline Fees. The Senate subcommittee report also criticized budget airlines Spirit and Frontier, saying that they paid gate agents commissions totaling $26 million between 2022 and 23 to catch passengers allegedly not following airline bag policies, often forcing those passengers to pay a bag fee or miss their flight entirely. Frontier Airlines said that the commissions for gate agents are simply designed to incentivize our team members. Bozeman Health has launched a clinic for mental health needs in Gallatin County, a long-standing need identified by patients and families, mental health providers, and law enforcement, who are often the first to respond when someone is in a mental health crisis. Aaron Taylor, the Crisis Intervention Team Coordinator for the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office, says, "We average as a community about 200 to 300 mental health calls a month." According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, one in five U.S. adults experiences mental illness, but one in 20 U.S. adults experience serious mental illness. And Montana has ranked in the top five for suicide rates in the nation for the past 40 years. The new Bozeman Health Mental Health Unit is run by a team, including three inpatient psychiatrists. The clinic is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bozeman Health's mental health clinic opened in late September and has already seen about 35 patients. The clinic is located in Bozeman Health Deaconess Regional Medical Center in the main behavioral health clinic on the third floor of the Cancer Center. The Montana Department of Transportation has added 20 new Road Weather Information Systems, or RWIS, sites so that travelers can see real-time weather and road conditions. MDOT recently added the new locations to the existing network for a total of almost 100 sites across the state. John Swartz, MDT Maintenance Division Administrator, said, "We are always striving to increase the information available to the public about highway and weather conditions. This is especially important for winter travel. Weather information captured at the RWIS sites are road surface temperature, precipitation, and wind direction and speed. The sites also have cameras to show new images every 15 minutes during daylight hours so that drivers can see pavement conditions for themselves prior to travel. The new sites were added in MDOT's Missoula, Glendive, and Butte districts. 7 more road condition sites for the Billings District and 6 more for Great Falls are planned in 2025. All cameras, as well as a map of road conditions across the state with road closures and construction activity, are available online at 511mt.net. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.